Wayne Massingham. He joins me now for his weekly 4x2 on the Thursday Daily. 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Steph. How are you going?
Yeah, fantastic. I haven't spoken to you in a little while. You've been getting out there to the cinema and all those sorts of things as usual?
Yeah, for sure. Basically, cinema's a weekly event and sort of something I always plan part of my weekend around. And and hopefully soon, like the Enmore Theatre had its first show in months, few days ago.
Yep.
So live music slowly but surely sort of ramping up. Might be a little while before we get international acts, but there's a lot of Australian acts playing in the next few months, and hopefully that's going to keep getting better and better with more shows coming.
We're very excited to get some more live music happening, and hopefully soon. Fingers crossed.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Wayne, let's kick it off. What's the first review this week in your 4x2?
Okay, number one is a movie that I was blown away by. Minari opened last week. This is a film that's getting massive acclaim everywhere. I'd say we'll be definitely nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Picture category. This is just a remarkable film from director Lee Isaac Chung. It's based on his experiences growing up as a child of immigrants to America in rural Arkansas. So this is where this film is set. A mother and a father and their two young children. Originally, they'd come from Korea. They'd lived in California for quite a while, but the father wanted to expand his life and get a bit more land. So they moved to rural Arkansas, where he buys a few acres to plant vegetables. But it's a bit of a tough life. The wife doesn't really enjoy the loneliness out there, and it's a very bit of a tough slog. And then the grandmother comes to live, which is the mother's mum, and she injects a huge amount of life into the family. The scenes between her and the little boy are just remarkable. So this is really a beautiful story of perseverance, struggle. It's very funny in parts. It's actually just beautifully, delightfully human, and also very sad in parts. And it's just beautifully acted. It doesn't really center so much on overt racism. It's really just centers on that family trying to make do in a new country. And it's just beautifully done. Stephen Yeun, a really great Korean-American actor, plays the father, and he's great. But the whole cast is great. It's just a beautiful film, full of empathy, full of warmth, very funny in parts, and it'll probably make you cry a bit. So this is a great film.
That one sounds fantastic. What platform's that one on, Wayne?
Cinema.
Oh, it's out in the cinema.
Yeah, opened last week. So I saw it at the Dendy in Newtown. I'm sure you can see. I'm not sure if it's everywhere, but certainly in all the Palace and Dendy cinemas.
Yeah.
Only opened last week. So great, great film.
Fantastic. All right. Well, what's next on the list for your 4x2?
Number two is now a lot of debate about this is seen as film and or TV. It's Small Axe. It's a great five-film anthology series. Now, the thing is, they are five films, but they're all released purely for TV. BBC One in America, and they're all here on Foxtel. This is from the great British director Steve McQueen, famous for films like Hunger, Shame, 12 Years a Slave. This is something he dreamt of for years. It was going to be a TV series as such, but they're actually five standalone films. The longest one is 2 hours, but most of them are fairly short. Some only run for about an hour. It's basically all the films are connected with the story of West Indian life in England from the sort of 60s through the 80s. A lot of that, obviously, Steve McQueen was the parents of a son of West Indian immigrants. So it's a lot of it's, I guess, also based on some of his experience. So there's five films in total. I'll just quickly mention them. Mangrove, which is a true story about the 1971 trial of the Mangrove Nine. Lover's Rock, which is fictional, but based on a lot of the reggae house parties that occurred during the 1980s. Red, White and Blue, which is a true story of a black policeman trying to break down barriers in the 1980s. Alex Wheatle, which is another true story of a man imprisoned after the 1981 Brixton Uprising, but he goes on to become a successful author. And Education, which is the last of them, which is all about the education system in the 1970s and how it basically very much discriminated against younger black children. These are all really great, powerful films, full of history, drama and emotion. Lover's Rock would be my pick, though. It's just a remarkable film. There's a couple of scenes in there that just took my breath away. So if you love Steve McQueen and you love great film on TV, Small Axe is definitely worth catching.
Wow. What a grand vision to begin a project like that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And he's just a master filmmaker, and the humanity he pours into this based on these true experiences. You learn a lot, but you also feel a lot. So all kudos to Steve McQueen.
Wow. And they were released all at the same time?
They were released, I think, every couple of days. I think BBC One released them every couple of days, and then we had the same thing. So they started drip-feeding through on Foxtel in January, so they came up every couple of days. And they're all currently there if you're a Foxtel subscriber. I think it's gone different platforms around the world, but Foxtel bought the rights here.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing what these platforms are allowing filmmakers to do these days, is just sort of go way outside what a normal film format might be and make something like an anthology like this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, there's, I guess, some debate. They are all films, but I guess because they're all released exclusively for TV, they definitely, I agree, it's a amazing world, all these different platforms that are getting great content and allowing these great filmmakers to sort of go even further into their craft.
Fantastic stuff. All right, what's the third one today?
Number three is an album that came out last week that I absolutely love. It's the new one from the Hold Steady, Open Door Policy. This is one of my favourite bands. I've loved them for years. This is their eighth album. They're actually due to come out last year to Melbourne to play two of their classic albums in full. I actually bought tickets. That got postponed. I got an email, though, the other week that's now been postponed till May next year. So I'm fingers crossed that everything, they'll be able to come. We'll be getting international bands here next year. And I really look forward to it because this new album is a really great album. They had a couple of, say, maybe less average albums in the last few years, but this is a real return to form. 10 songs recorded in New York, 10 songs about power, wealth, mental health, technology, consumerism, has it all covered. Most people probably know this is like, I guess, a great, great, great bar band, that a really great live, really old school rock and roll, but anchored by Craig Finn, who's a supreme lyricist, supreme storyteller. And he, if you're familiar with the Hold Steady, he really speaks rather than sings. But he tells stories, and they're remarkable stories. And when you hear a Hold Steady song, you do not mistake it for anyone else. So I'm really loving their new album.
Great, the Hold Steady. It sounds great. All right, what's the final review for this morning?
Number four is another TV show that came out late last year, but thought it'd be worth still mentioning. I Hate Susie. This is a British 8-part comedy drama. It's all available on Stan. 8 episodes, about a half an hour each. It was created and stars Billy Piper, who is about a child star, child singing star who grows up, goes into acting, has a very successful life, but then pictures are published of her naked that go on the internet, and her life comes crashing down, affecting her work and her family. It's very clever. It's based on the 5 stages of grief. So she's gone with 8 stages of grief. So every episode is sort of a different look at how it's, I guess, pulling her life apart. Some episodes are called shock. There's one called denial, fear. So they're the sort of the elements of the show. It goes into very dark places, actually. I was surprised. I thought it might be a bit of a light sort of show in a way. You know, it's a heavy topic, but it really goes into dark places. But it can also be very funny. So it really crosses both those borders of comedy and drama. And Billy Piper is just really, really great in this. So this is a show that I had great reviews. So dove into it, and it's really good. And they've renewed it just recently for a second season. So this is all on Stan. I Hate Susie.
I Hate Susie. Okay. Yeah, no, sounds like an interesting one. I might have a look at that one this weekend. Yeah. Wayne, that's all we've got time for this morning. Thank you so much for another fantastic 4x2.
Good on you, Steph. I'll speak to you soon. See ya.